The Michigan Air National Guard has sent troops to the Middle East, in the words of military officials, to eliminate ISIS, the terrorist group responsible for numerous acts of violence in Iraq and Syria. About 350 airmen based at Selfridge Air National Guard Base near Detroit are now in the region, as well as 12 A-10 Thunderbolt aircraft. The A-10, nicknamed the Warthog, is equipped with a high-powered rotary cannon capable of destroying a tank. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with the commander of the Michigan Air National Guard, Brigadier General Leonard Isabel, about why the troops were deployed.
What it means is they're going to be involved with a variety of missions with the intent of eliminating the threat to the coalition troops as well as to the innocent civilians in Iraq.
Are you at liberty to say where they're going?
No, I'm not. Due to operational security considerations, we would like to protect our folks as well as the host nation. And we're not going to give you that information at this time.
As I expected. What skill sets do these 350 or so airmen bring to this particular mission?
Again, they bring a number of skill sets to our force and our team. Obviously, we have aviators whose job is to fly the aircraft that are deployed, as well as all the men and women whose jobs there are to maintain and support those who do all those different jobs.
The 127th flies the A-10 Thunderbolt. It's also called the Warthog. That particular aircraft has been in service for more than 35 years, and the Air Force has been weighing whether to retire it. What might this mission, or maybe even future missions with the A-10, mean for the future of that program, and would that really have an impact on Selfridge Air National Guard Base to continue playing a viable role in our national defense?
Well, first of all, the aircraft is old. However, it's still very viable, as evidenced by the fact that it's deployed now in service to our country. The aircraft itself, our chief of staff of the Air Force has identified the issue with the A-10's continued service as a financial issue. If he could keep all the aircraft in service, he would, but he had to make some tough choices with the intent of modernizing our force. So, unfortunately, his recommendation was to retire a fleet such as A-10, which is older, in favor of modern aircraft, and it was a tough decision. In terms of the viability for Selfridge, there are a number of options on the table for follow-on aircraft. The Air Force official offer is additional KC-135s to go with the KC-135 air refueling aircraft that we currently have based at Selfridge. In addition, we have recently begun discussions of basing another fighter-type aircraft, such as the F-16 at Selfridge. And that's our preference, given the long history of fighter-type missions at Selfridge, as well as synergies with other installations around our state.
So at this point, again, General, it's safe to say that's a recommendation, not yet a done deal. And recommendations don't always become policy, and if they do, sometimes it takes a long time for that to happen.
Well, obviously, we're in the initial stages of that process. We have a number of supporters, including our civilian leadership, who are making their views known, and we hope to have a favorable outcome with that particular follow-on mission.
But again, safe to say it's being considered replacement aircraft that may or may not do the same exact mission as the A-10. The A-10 is a pretty unique aircraft. I believe you yourself have even flown the A-10.
I have, and you're correct. It is a very capable aircraft. However, there are a number of aircraft that do similar, very critical jobs in our military.
We're talking with Brigadier General Leonard Isabel, the commanding officer of the Michigan Air National Guard. Let's talk about funding a bit, General. Just about a year ago, I spoke with Major General Gregory Vadney, who is the Adjutant General of the Michigan National Guard, and he told me at the time that over the next few years, the Air National Guard here in Michigan may be facing a disproportionate cut in terms of its profile against the entire national defense budget, and that is largely due to the A-10 program. Can you comment on what that really means on a national scope?
Well, again, that's an Air Force proposal. As you know, Congress has blocked that initial proposal, so currently we're at the status quo in that the A-10 aircraft is not allowed to retire this year in FY15. So in terms of the future, we hope to improve on that disproportionate cut to have more of an even effect in Michigan as compared to the rest of the force throughout the country.
And just to be clear, does the cut mean it is a cut in funding, or it is a lowering of personnel, or is it both? Or maybe you're just not getting a new allocation of funding.
Well, the root cause is that we have weapon systems in the state, such as A-10, that are being targeted for retirement. So that would translate to a loss of personnel if we do not get a follow-on mission that requires the same number of personnel.
What types of long-term plans do you have for the structure of the Michigan Air National Guard? And again, this goes back to the theme we've been talking about. How much control or say does the state of Michigan have versus what the Pentagon wants?
Well, we have a number of supporters, again, in our civilian leadership structure, our congressional delegations, community, et cetera. And they have made it known that they support our military and our continued service in the state of Michigan.
How many Michigan Air National Guard troops are on station somewhere in the world right now, just to get a sense of where the folks who report to you are serving?
Well, we have over 2,700 men and women in the Michigan Air National Guard, and right now approximately 350 of them are deployed overseas in service to their country.
And how big is the Air National Guard in Michigan compared to the total National Guard?
Well, we have approximately 8,500 Army National Guard soldiers and, again, 2,700 airmen in the state of Michigan.
Any final thoughts, General?
Well, I'd like to emphasize how proud I am of our men and women. Again, they're making a sacrifice to leave their loved ones and deploy in service to their nation. So I'm extremely proud of what they're doing. And I'd also like to thank our employers, our family members, and the members of the community for their unconditional support. It is truly amazing to see the support that our men and women are given.
Brigadier General Leonard Isabel is the commander of the Michigan Air National Guard. We've been talking about the deployment of troops from Selfridge Air National Guard Base near Detroit to face the threat of ISIS. General Isabel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.